This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettea along with Charlie Long. Ryan got called out for a few minutes, but he'll be back with us in just a few, I guess. And then we'll get to Ryan. Let's go to our Oakland Hard Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Jimmy and Gretna. Jimmy in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
Pelicans tonight, $1 tickets, guys. $1 tickets on the secondary market for Pelicans Clippers. You know, 70% empty game. I was asking Charlie, Mike, why, you know, you want to build up some support for the team. Obviously, it's a down year, a lot of injuries. The seed, there's only like 7 home games left. We're not going to the playoffs, obviously. But why would you let Zion play all the away games and not the home games? Is that a call by the coaching, the administration?
I have no idea. But, Jimmy, I'm going to be honest. Charlie and I talked about this over a month ago. That what are you doing? Okay, you got people here. Now, not everybody got cash in their pockets. And some of them kind of scrimp and scrape to go to a basketball game or a football game. Why are you playing Zion in an away game and not playing him at home in front of your own guys, your own people? It makes no sense. Does anybody have some common sense to get across that, hey, if you're going to sit him, make sure it's an away game. If he's going to play, he got to play at home. It seems to be, I don't know, maybe common sense left a little bit a while ago, but that makes zero sense to me. Absolutely none. And that basically is an insult to the fans here that have spent their hard-earned money to pay to watch him play.
Mike, there was a time when, and it's happened a couple times, but specifically where you have the back-to-back, and if you have the strict policy on him not playing back-to-backs, I understand it. But if that's the case, why would you play him on the road on the first night of a back-to-back and then sit him when he's coming home? It's happened before this year. And that's where, you know, the Rod Walker article that was put out there, I understand where he's coming from because I think that's pretty stupid. If you're so strict against him playing back-to-backs, sit him on the road and play him in front of your home fans.
We talked about that well over a month ago because the exact same thing happened. What happened and is happening today, I mean, I don't know, but somebody there has to understand the situation here and what you're dealing with. And again, I see it every day, but this makes no sense at all. Jimmy, I agree with you. I agree with Rod 2,000% on the article that he wrote that, again, if you're going to sit him on the away game. You know, you got to play him at home for your own fans.
So this was the one that I remembered, Mike, and I'll look for another example of it happening. But it happened in January. January 14th, the Pelicans were on the road at Chicago. Zion played that game. On the 15th, at home against Dallas, he did not play that game. Granted, they won both of them, but that's just the first example. Once again, the strict policy of him not playing back-to-backs is one thing, but when you have those types of situations where you have a road game and then a home game on the back-to-back, and especially in a lost season, right? Like where you are right now at 17-48, where it doesn't matter, just play them in front of your home fans, man. Like it doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't at all. Didn't make sense back when we talked about it in January, and doesn't make sense right now. Thanks for the call, Jimmy. We appreciate it. Let's go to James in Metairie. James in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
Hey guys. So the defensive end, or edge rusher, even though we signed Chase, and we're not really sure if he's going to be able to play the edge at the 3-4 position, and that has to be at the top of the line right now, right? I mean, we could get a premium. I was blinded by the scouting combine, you know, when I saw that kid Pierce run a 4.47. I had to look back and think about Pat Swilling. You know, Pat only ran not only, but he ran like a 4.6, and it's just, and he was much smaller than that guy. You know, I mean, I'm hopeful that you know, at first I was kind of down on him because I know he's not good with the run, but just on passing situations alone, I mean, you know, if we could pick up a guy like that, that would really help us immensely. But, I mean,
well, the Tennessee coaches are not going to be in line to give you two thumbs up on him. I'm going to be honest. Just personality. You got to handle James just right with Pierce. And he's a talented player. What you bring up is absolutely right. He gives you what you want out on the field. He's pedal to the metal. I had a comparison with an older scout describing to me is he reminds me a little bit of Charles Haley in that, you know, you had to handle Charles just right. The 49ers couldn't handle Charles. And so they, as good as he was, they shipped him to Dallas. Well, he got a Super Bowl out of that particular deal. But you think about James Pierce, and I watched him, and he's solid against the run. That's a bunch of horse hockey people are putting out there. He doesn't play the run well.
Because he's small.
Yeah, but, man, I'm telling you, he does a nice job of positioning himself and making a play against the run. And he's not a small guy. If you're going to use him as a 3-4 outside linebacker, and that's what you would have to do in this defense. But I do think personality, he didn't pass the Dale Carnegie test. And now, you know what will happen, Charlie, and I've talked about this before. Watch him drop, end up with the Eagles.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That was my mock. That just feels
like
the
Josh Sweat leaves, and he would take his place. Crazy stuff. Thanks for the call, James. I appreciate it. Let's go to Big John. Big John, you're in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
Hey guys. I have a question for y'all. Y'all were saying about Zion Williamson and why they're playing him away. I mean, at home, and on the outside of the games. Zion Williamson is the guy that I talked to in the inside office. He told me that the reason Zion is they put him in the away games because they're trying to showcase him all around the league, because if they get a good enough offer for him, they're going to take it.
Okay, Big John, my thing is I don't have to watch him in person to know how good he is.
Agreed.
I'm not saying the guy didn't tell you that. I'm sure he did. But I know if Zion can play or not. I mean, and when he's on the court, he is a big difference maker. My deal with that is limited minutes, I get it. But, okay, I don't need to have him in an away arena to know if he can play. Shopping him on the market for that, I can watch him. Now, today, the way it's broadcast all over, easily seen. I don't think that's quite the case. I'm not saying they are not shopping him, but that's why you playing him? No, I don't quite buy that.
I would like to announce my mistake, because that earlier back-to-back did happen, but the reason that Rod Walker put out that article, it happened this weekend, Mike.
Yes.
With Houston and then Memphis back-to-back. It was that Saturday and Sunday game. Zion played again in that first game against Houston, which was a 30-point blowout, and it was a blowout the entire game. And at that point, just sit him. There's no point. And then you play him in the next game. And that would be the instance where you do play him on a back-to-back. But they're so anti-playing him on back-to-backs. Now, here's what's interesting. It happens a couple more times this year, Mike. If you're looking ahead at the schedule, Sunday, March 23rd, they play at Detroit. Monday, March 24th, they play against Philadelphia in the Smoothie King Center. And then later down the line, on Thursday, April 10th, it's that rescheduled game with Milwaukee. And then and that's in Milwaukee. And then Friday, April 11th, they play Miami at home. So it will be interesting to see what happens now, Mike, that there's a little bit kind of pressure being put on it. Like, have him sit those road games and then play the home games if you're so anti-playing them back-to-back.
Because I don't buy that the shop market deal. Come on, you know what he can do as a player.
Exactly.
So I'm not saying somebody didn't tell you that, Big John, because I'm sure they got a lot of stories that go around. Thanks for the call, bud. We appreciate it. Let's go to John and Hammond. John, you're in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
Hey, Mike, I got a question. The quarterback from Notre Dame, Leonard.
Yeah, Riley Leonard, yes.
About a third or fourth round pick. Would the Saints be interested, or he'd be good?
One thing is hard to gauge, and I was telling this to Charlie, of what type offense, what are the type players Kellen Moore looking for? Okay, when you're the coordinator, you don't necessarily make those selections. You part of the process, but now he's got a bigger say in what he's looking for in a younger quarterback. And so the one thing with Riley Leonard, I build a package that he can run the ball. That's the one thing he can do. Where he's inconsistent, short intermediate throws downfield, especially over the middle. He can hit those edge shots pretty good, but over the middle, he has been a bit erratic doing that. But I would build a package early on while I try to develop him that he can run the ball. One thing, Riley Leonard, he's no small guy, and he can run the football really well, and we saw it what he did against Georgia.
Mike, real quick before we hit this break, we got a text saying, I've been to 15 games. I've only seen Zion play twice. Yeah, he's played nine.
I can't believe it.
You want to know how many games he's played in the Smoothie King Center this year, Mike? And we had this discussion back in January where it was like, oh, he's only played like three games at home in 3 months. He's now up to nine. Nine games in front of the Smoothie King Center crowd this season.
You got to show your fans more respect than
that. It's March 11th.
No, don't play him on the away game if it's back-to-back. Play him at home.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC.
Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.